Check out Slug Magazine's merch store through Big Cartel for crewnecks and snapbacks designed by Trent Call, zip-up hoodies designed by Slug's lead designer, Joshua Joy, and Death by Salt albums featuring rad local music.
Shh. Are you listening? This is Slug Soundwaves.
What is it they say about the greatest threat that I should have seen?
Hi, I'm Tara Shoup. I write, produce, and play cello, keys, and guitar on the music that is Chupacabra. I do not remember the first time I held an instrument. I do have some recollection of some of the early memories, one being having this bib on because I was so small I couldn't hold up the mandolin, so they would put it in the little trough, and that would be what I would wear when I'd practice when I was very young. I come from a very musical family, the Shoups. There is a long legacy of fiddle music. It is said there are 5 generations of fiddlers, and this came into our family as well. We were very much required to play music. My cousins play. This is on my dad's side of the family, is where the fiddle music is. My mom's side is also very musical, coming more from the Mormon gather around the piano and sing harmonies and arrange choral music. But my dad very much had us playing and performing from the time that we could hold instruments. My dad would get us each up on our instruments, so he knew just enough to sort of direct us in our playing. So he had me play fiddle and mandolin, and every morning of the weekday he would get us up one at a time, starting with the oldest, and we'd practice for 1 hour, and he would play the piano, and it was always really fun for me, and I looked forward to it. It was just a good time. I do not remember the first time I played on stage. I do have a picture that's in an album that I have of a bluegrass festival back east, and I'm probably 5 years old, and I'm holding the mandolin and playing it all alone on the stage. I'm sure there's like someone standing next to me, but I don't recall that actually, but there's a picture, and it's on this album with all these hippies. I was in a band from the time I was 13 for about 10 years. It was called String Fever. And before that, my brother had a band called the Pee Wee Pickers, and we would go see them from the time I was very young. So when I finally got my own band, this was very exciting. We started off playing at Lagoon in Pioneer Village, dressed up as little pioneers. And my dad was pretty aggressive in the promotion. Very stage dad-esque, and so he would take us around, and it was like the top priority in our lives. And he's done bands since, and there's just not that commitment, but we were fully committed. There was another family, the Ricks family, that was in this band, and we would spend our entire summers going to Colorado a lot. There's a lot of bluegrass in Colorado. So if we, there was a chunk of about 4 to 6 weeks usually in the summers that we would take off and tour straight through, but most weekends. And we played a lot around town, a lot of like local gigs and corporate gigs and malls and fairs and whatever. And there was a lot of dressing up like pioneers and in these costumes. It was something I definitely took for granted now, trying to promote bands. These festivals that we played, a lot of big festivals, like Telluride was a huge one. Rocky Grass, we were invited to. a couple of times, and we played the Grand Targhee Festival, some of my very favorite festivals I go to now. Were kind of, to me, a little bit irritating that I would have to take off time from my friends or whatever I was doing and miss like soccer tryouts in high school to go play Targhee, and was pretty bummed about that every year. And like Rocky Grass, we would play, have to leave this other festival, this like quirky little cultural festival up in Logan, where we'd just like run around and hang with the fife and drum kids, and we'd have to go play Rocky Grass, and that was like the worst, to have to leave our friends. But now I wish I could play Rocky Grass, maybe one day. And yeah, it was kind of just a requirement, and I actually get more stage fright now than I did then. I play these massive stages to huge crowds, and just it was nothing. And now it's a little bit like I get nervous more so now. So a couple of bands that I've put together recently, or like in the last 10 years or so, is a band called Urban Breakdown, and then my band Pony Ride has been many configurations, and it's mostly been about getting together with friends and playing, and definitely more focused on enjoying or trying to enjoy the experience. I have a very complicated relationship with music, and so playing like Big Ed's or Johnny's on Second and getting paid in booze is kind of a big part of that. And the difference is, yeah, it's really hard to promote bands. And I have been trying to do that and am actually not so interested in performing anymore. I'm definitely digging recording music these days. So this album is what I've called a survival CD. A number of the songs were written pretty much following rock bottom for me. Through my life, I've written a lot of songs for myself, kind of power tunes that I can sing to get through hard times. And this is definitely that. This has been a very amazing process, and I feel like I have sorted through a lot of things and come to a place of like more strength, and I have a lot more confidence in my ability to make music and present the music in my head to the world. So it's been a very, very constructive project for me. So the subject matter is definitely survival, but then the process has been and contributed to my survival. I arrived at starting this as a pet project, and that it's something that I had been saying I was going to do for years. But it's very hard to do a giant project when you don't have money for a studio and you don't have a lot of musicians on hand to get to play on it. And so I just kind of got this Logic program, got it set up on my computer, and was able to really take my time and do it myself, and it became something. It started as a little seed, and now I have 6 songs. It's an EP. It's not a full album, but it might have taken another 10 years if I had tried to do more songs than that. And it grew out of just the desire to make something. I actually had no plans beyond making it, to perform it, to let anyone listen to it. So it was definitely a pet project in that I had just no expectations beyond creating it. Well, I first started experimenting in rock and roll. I returned from living in Los Angeles, and I thought it was time to pick up the electric guitar. So my songwriting has always been at odds with traditional acoustic music, and it's kind of been hard to make it fit. My earlier attempts in, like, Urban Breakdown, for instance, didn't really fly. I don't know. It's hard to find an audience when they have sort of these expectations of what the subject matter should be like and sort of what the structure of a song and also the limitations of the instrumentation has always been something that has felt confining. So I had this little band, a little two-piece with Flora Bernard called Malfisa and the Manumission, and we played maybe 3 gigs. And then I put that down, and I actually found some acoustic music friends, and they valued my background and my skills on those instruments, and I kind of fell back into bluegrass and acoustic music, and that I get a lot of love in that genre. And I've always sort of felt like an imposter in rock and roll, and that I had no business attempting to play it. And it's kind of held me back in producing, making anything like it, and until now. And so I definitely have huge love for a lot of rock bands and different types of music. I do love acoustic and bluegrass music very much, but I felt like it was time to branch out and try to make this other type of music. And it is much more freeing. It feels more like I can express myself in a more true way. So on this album, I play some cello, I play the tiniest bit of keys, and a lot of electric guitar, which is very different than acoustic guitar. And I hadn't really picked it up. I did do a stint at the jazz school at the University of Utah in guitar and played some electric guitar, and then I would, instead of practicing the things I was supposed to for school, I'd go home and play fiddle tunes and flat pick on my acoustic guitar. And so I don't think that I ever really got the hang of electric guitar until I started working on this project. And I think I'm getting the hang of it, but it's a very different animal to the acoustic guitar. I play a little bit of cello, which I bring my fiddle skills to that. And I actually play the cello. It was something that I brought to the song that you'll hear on this podcast. Coming from a lot of my favorite acoustic bands right now, or actually this one, Crooked Still, they broke up, but they do very rhythmic stuff with the cello. And so this song started off as very bluesy guitar riff, and then it manifests itself on the CD as these cellos. It's like very, I don't know how to describe it, but kind of dirty, groovy cellos. And so I was able to bring my bowing skills to that. I don't have very good tone on the cello, but I think that I provided the groove that I was going after, and then brought in my coworker Melissa Collins to bring the beautiful cello tone. And then electric guitar, I've been playing it a lot for this. Actually just spent like 15 hours yesterday laying down a track. And I put some tambourine down on a song. It's a lot harder than you think it is. I did try to put a little bit of violin and mandolin on the album, but it just didn't fit, so it's not on there. So the song on the album, Shame Sister, came from an assignment from the art therapy group at the Rape Recovery Center here in Salt Lake. And after Rock Bottom and writing Light at the Surface, there was a very dark night that I did not believe I would live through, that I woke from and decided it was time to go get some help. So I went to the Rape Recovery Center and got on their list, and probably 3 months later, I got in this art therapy group, and we would do things like make collages or try to access feelings we'd been disassociating from our entire lives with colors. And every week we would try sort of a different form of art and So songwriting came up, and they said, go home and try to write a song. So that's kind of my thing. And I wrote Shame Sister, which is pretty much an explanation of my place in the world as I see it, and the story of my struggles. And also, it kind of is the soul I bring to the world. And it has been very one of those power tunes that I sing to myself to get through. I think what the album has to offer the universe and why I've felt that I should actually talk about it and perform it and let people hear it is recently some friends around me have been sharing their struggles, and it helped me and it made me feel better. And so I thought, hey, I should probably share my story because probably someone could get something from it, gain a little strength. Music for me is everything. Like I said before, is a very complicated thing in that there was so much expectation in my family. And also, the world of bluegrass is kind of similar to jazz music. There isn't this thing you do where you improvise. I felt a lot of pressure to be able to play songs well and never play it the same way twice and come up with great ideas on the fly from the time I was very young. And I was not able to do that. I can do it more now after decades of playing. It was not an enjoyable experience. And then I did feel like I was sort of on the spot and had to deliver some level of expectation for the people around me. And I was compared. There's a lot of comparing that went on. I heard early on that I was not as good as Chris Thiele, which is a given, right? But that's something you carry with you. And I never felt like I was a very good musician until, recently. I feel like I can offer something to the world around me, but it wasn't enjoyable. And it's something that I have learned to enjoy and do a lot now. It's my go-to to just grab an instrument. It will calm me down, make me feel great after a few minutes of playing. But it's taken me a while to let go of all of the negativity surrounding playing music. It's a journey that has taken a long time. And I have arrived, and it's so fun now, but for a long time, it was not. This track that you will hear is Light at the Surface, and it has Melissa Collins on cello. I'm bringing some cello. Zach Downs brings some amazing bass, phenomenal bass solo. Brian Thurber's on drums, and Kiki Seeger singing harmonies. It's definitely a song I wrote for myself to tough it out. Don't go. You gotta stay.
You can't see in the mirror, weary watcher, close your eyes, walk through the illusion of fear. Distant stormy days of silence turned your broken heart to ice. It is every day thereafter has you giving up the fight. back and push hard for the surface, and you are gonna see your first sunrise. Of the echo piercing through your tired brain, and never was before and after a time you'd want it the same. Shed the shame and sorrow sinking, you are gonna break on through this dry land, wait and look around for something you can hold on to. For if it's black, push hard for the surface, cut it from your back, push hard for the surface. Shine like morning light.
So I have a CD release coming up. We'll be at Metro Music Hall on Friday, January 13th. Remember, Friday the 13th. I have Color Animal and the band Drink joining me. And it should be a great time. I believe doors are at 8 p.m. We will start at 10. And it costs $10, but you do get a Chupacabra CD with that. And it will be a blast. So I will be joined by Patrick Bowie, Matt Lima on horns. I have Nate Iverson, who's also in Drink. He will be playing the vibes. Melissa Collins on cello. I have Dave Featherstone playing drums with me. And Lisa Vandenacker will be providing some keys. The album will be available on January 13th on Bandcamp, and you can also get a physical copy. I do have a website, chupacabra.com, and Facebook and Instagram. I'm pretty much the only Chupacabra out there.